continue on our journey of the C's of leadership. Next, we'll talk through the C of consistency and how it connects to your team. Well, hello there and welcome back. This week, we're going to talk about consistency in your team. Now, when you think of consistency in your team, it's very similar to the organization as far as how well it delivers to not just to you as a leader, but to the organization and your partners and peers. Your team is very important in that. You know, I mentioned last week about leading a team of expert trainers and experts in certain fields. This week, I'll tell you the story about my time in the Walt Disney World costuming team. And imagine if you went through the parks and you saw a different costume in a different part of the park. You saw a Tomorrowland costume in the Adventureland area. It just doesn't fit. So you're not consistent in what you're delivering on. For me, costuming was very important. We had to have the right shade of shoes that matched each of the costumes that we had so that we were consistently delivering an excellent show to anyone that watched it, no matter if you watched it at 12 today or 3 o'clock, three Thursdays from now. That consistency in what we delivered was very important because those quick changes had to happen within 30 seconds or less. And if we were inconsistent in what we delivered on, the actor did not get out on stage, which then would impact the ability of the guests to enjoy themselves. And those guests, which 80-some percent returned, they would not want to come back. Remember, we talked about a measurement on the organization side for consistency. We want to get people from satisfaction to loyalty. If we didn't deliver on the consistent quick change and the show stopped, it would not be consistently great. And they would not necessarily come back. In fact, they would be asking for their money back even for that time. So when we train costuming hosts and hostesses, what we made sure of is that they consistently delivered and understood a process before we put them on stage. We made sure that they had somebody alongside of them to help them when they were delivering on it, so that no matter if they understood the scope or not, there was somebody out there to make sure that 30 seconds or less was always there. We always gave a little bit more time when we padded so that we knew they would get out on time. When you go to the parks today, consistently, you'll see a time at each of the attractions, which it will say, hey, the time for this attraction from here to when you get on is about 30, 40, 45 minutes, an hour. They're consistently overestimating that. Why do they do that? Well, they do that because they want you to have a consistent experience where they're overachieving. Now, when we had costuming, and that experience was questioned as far as, can I deliver it in this amount of time? We had many practices, many rehearsals. And it wasn't just we got and wing it, because otherwise what we would have is inconsistent performance. We also had to make sure, again, those colors were matching, those colors were the same. We also had to make sure that every character knew their lines and was able to deliver on those lines every time. Because while it may be funny if somebody messes up, it's not consistent, and it doesn't provide a great experience for our guests. The teams that we had associated with it had to have individuals who wanted to be a part of the show, who wanted to be part of that magic. And that consistent experience that each of those teams brought, no matter what part that they played, whether they were an actor or whether they were a costumer, they knew that they were key to that delight and surprise that our guests would have. How do you connect and measure some of those points? Well, obviously at Disney, it's that return guest visiting. But for your team, for us, it was how often did we hit those marks? How often were we ahead of schedule in those quick changes? How often did we have the right costumes at the right time? When we did surveys, did we have the costumes that you needed at the time that you came in for your shift? Well, that was one of the measurements that we asked consistently. And we asked it consistently because if they didn't, that means that the individual was late for their shift. And it also meant that a guest did not have a cast member in front of an attraction, in an attraction, performing part of the show. So we didn't want to miss the opportunity to be consistent in having the costume. We also didn't want to miss the consistency in as far as the quality of costumes. Imagine if I had a frayed suit or the mic was rubbing against my collar. That would be an inconsistent recording, but it'll also be an inconsistent experience for you all. And that's what we saw. We saw in costuming that everyone was part of the show. Everyone delivered on that. And it was everyone's job to make sure that that measurement of quality, and it's not just the quality as far as timing and delivery, but it's also how did the guest perceive it? Where did the guest come in and what is the impact to them? So when we thought about that as a team, we started measuring, how does this impact the guest experience? We also started asking the questions of each of our partners, how do we get these costumes more frequently? So that we cycled them in, and then we would cycle different batches at different times. That didn't come from me. That came from people on the team that said, well, it seems like we go through costumes every 2 to 3 months. How can we make those stretch longer? Now, I've shortened the time. It used to be a little bit longer. But how can we make those longer? Oh, these costumes are hotter than others. So we want the same quality and the same depth of color for each costume that we had. And they had a rotation. They would move things from the upper tier down to the bottom and back and forth so that we can maintain those costumes for longer, but also have the same wear, but also the same color patterns in each of those. So when you measure, ask yourself, and take this away for this week, when you measure things on your team, ask your team how they would like to be measured, but also ask your partners and peers how they're measuring you on consistency. And that consistency, again, is your intent on delivery, so that your responsibilities grow as you're more and more consistent. Once you reach a threshold of consistency, you're going to get more work. And it may not be within your span of control currently, but that more work will help you grow as an organization, help you build confidence in your team, and also help build that credibility. That consistency is key to that growth. Figure out where you and your team are going to grow that consistency and where you are going to take that leadership role in delivering on that consistent behavior so that there's growth and it's natural growth. So for us, it was about the end result of guest satisfaction and cast member satisfaction. For you, what is the answer there? How are you measuring team consistency, and where are you going to take it? Well, that about does it for this week. I appreciate it, and I thank you for coming back for yet another week. And the next couple of weeks, we're going to move on to your questions, but also on to the next C. Thanks, and have a great day.